The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's just say Santa is very grateful to be sober and not picking up crack whores on Santa Monica Boulevard.
They out there.
This really took a turn.
Holy shit, we have an insane episode. The back half of this episode, we got a Santa to come in.
We got a Santa to come in, like the Santa, and we just went in and asked him a bunch of weird questions. He got really loosey-goosey, which was
awesome.
We're
talking about January 6th.
He alluded to the fact that he was in there.
But he also like told us about like BBLs, fake asses, tits,
Kardashians.
Man, he wasn't holding back.
Zero.
I mean, it's an insane episode, but we also want to talk to you guys and say real quick, thank you for buying merch.
Thank you so much for buying the merch. The merch was such a success.
The response has been phenomenal. We're waiting for ours to get here.
I mean, get here already, dude.
Yeah. So thanks so much for buying that. It will be on the store in the future just as a evergreen piece of content. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
I've been hanging out with too many influencers. What the fuck? Evergreen piece of content.
So we're good at, like, we sort of have been doing in the past sort of, like, just kind of random drops. But in the future, we're going to have a store that's sort of open. So in case you're, like, a new listener and you want to grab, like, a goddamn hoodie or some socks, whatever, that's just going to be up there. So just a little
evergreen.
Bit of... Evergreen! Hey! Just a little bit of advance warning. We'll let you guys know when the store is open like that. Can I just...
Let's riff real quick before we get into Santa.
I'm sorry. I'm getting loud, and a thing that happened to me last night.
Oh,
was
bro. First, enough with you and all this fucking. What, dude? Save some fucking for the rest of us.
You guys can all have fucking. There's so much fucking to go around.
True.
So much.
All right, I'm back in.
Isn't it funny that you go to any city or any state? There's just so much fucking happening.
There's fucking going on right now.
Right. There's fucking happening in this office right now.
Right now.
I can't believe, for the love of God, that no one has had sex in this office. That's in this specific office. Sick of it. Have you?
No.
No, no one.
No, but Jax for sure put his penis in something warm in here.
Something. You keep saying you have
it. I jerked off in here.
What?
Whoa!
When? Yeah. Where? No. How?
Yeah, I jerked off in here.
To us? Being funny?
Yes. It was literally right here at the desk.
No, it wasn't?
No.
Dude, you're doing my stuff?
Where?
Well, no, I did jerk off sitting at this desk, but not while we were recording.
That desk?
Remember that?
Oh, I can't.
I can.
I can't.
Keep going.
Look.
I'm getting hard. Hold on. Add that desk for real?
Yes.
When you got the new monitor?
No. Yeah, I needed to test out the new monitor. No, but it was, you know, I had to come in here one night, you know, all by myself.
Night.
I had to build a table.
Night.
You know, we needed
that's
to get a table.
That's when you did it?
That's what it is. No, it's that manliness in you. You're like, bitch, I built a table and I'll take it down. Load time.
Yeah.
When you built that table?
No,
one out there.
The big table out there.
Hold on, but you sent us pictures of it.
Oh,
so
this
you,
is recent.
So you sent us pictures of the table post-nut? You built a table?
Post-nut table.
Post-nut? If I... Nut,
no.
After.
Yeah, after.
As an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Okay, like as a little reward.
Like a little task rabbit he is.
Got, hot.
Which makes you think, I wonder if you have a task rabbit at your house and you're not there, they're just doing it, they probably also jerk off after they build your armoire or whatever.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
For sure, because if I was a task rabbit, that would be one of the joys of my life. I would look around for a Ring camera. Cool. None in here. Right on the grandfather clock.
There's something about finishing a task, like a table, where you do this with your hand, it's one of these you go...
Yeah.
And now your hand's a little loose and warmed up and lubed up, as they say. And then you go, and then you go from your forehead to your other head.
You know what I'd like to do?
Nothing.
What? Forehead to your other head. Dick. Penis.
I'm going to go jerk off and come back. That's what this podcast we should do. We record for 30 minutes, we go jerk off, and we come back. It's like Super Size Me, but with jerking off. What are you saying?
I was saying, when I was younger, I would do the same thing, but with cutting the grass. I would cut the grass.
What?
I'll walk you through it. I would cut the grass, and I'd be all hot and sweaty, shirt off. Yeah, I was a little. First of all, I was like 13 or 14, and I'd be cutting grass with shirtless, and my goddamn older lady neighbor would always happen to mosey on out. Hey, Michael, what are you doing out here? Looking at my body?
Exactly.
Yes.
The same thing you would be doing if you were a 63-year-old man and then there was a girl outside tanning.
If she was 19.
Yes.
There we go. Go ahead.
I have a philosophy. Since you had to be the dad of your house,
yeah,
you acted like the dad. Thus, that's why you find your mom hot.
Oh,
because I was her daddy.
We were all thinking it.
Okay.
But, right?
Yeah,
Like,
I guess, but I never found my mom hot. Like,
Run the tapes.
No. We keep missing a very vital piece of information when we talk about this. I do not find my mom hot presently. Never presently. When I look back at pictures of my mom when she went to Catholic University, yeah, it's a place. Look it up.
Catholic University?
Yeah. Catholic University, she was going to nursing school, and she would wear scrubs. I got something else for you to scrub, mama.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This was years ago, you know? You said you were 13, 14 mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
This is a while ago, so.
But I never found her. I never found my mom hot when I, like, came online.
So you're saying your mom peaked in college. That's fucked up.
Well, she was always a mom when I was, like, I was a kid. But I'm just saying, back
that's
in the day.
That's how being a mom
when
works.
When she was 21, 22. Was
AI generator.
23, 24. 25, 26, she had me when she was 31. Let me tell you something, I saw pictures when I was 31, I'd still be.
That's what I'm saying.
But I never, me personally, when I like remember my mom in life, I never was like, oh, I can't wait for her to fucking bend over and make me cookies. Maybe that's kind of hot. Anyways, but you know what I mean?
I hear you.
I'm like looking at the yearbook and stuff. Anyways, my point is bringing any of this up is, this is what I'm going to fucking tell you guys. Last night, doing the old S-E-X. Fuck TikTok. S-U-X.
What does that spell?
Sex.
Cool.
With an X. Is that what they have? XXX?
It's X-rated.
Why is it XXX?
Why did X get all the shit? They get poison bottles. They get sex. Straight edge.
What's straight edge?
Like when people go straight edge, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't do anything. They put XXX on their body. Yeah.
Hold on, really?
Yeah. You ever seen that?
Yeah, it's like a lot of like kids that listen to like hardcore music. They're like very like punk rock, and it's like a whole like
Yeah, dude, isn't that crazy? And I don't want to shit on them because they're bettering their life, but they're like their brand is like fuck yeah, I don't do anything.
Yeah,
it drug wise or like any substance, like I'll do anything.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot of people who they probably are not happy with this, but I think it's people who got sober. But it is funny to be like I'm a human, like you're just being a human, you know.
You're also
like you're packaging it in a very aggressive, not really sober
right.
way.
Well, I think that they overcame a lot. But like Gabe is a perfect yes. We'll get back to that sex.
Okay.
I think Gabe is a guy who overcome, and you're not obnoxious about being sober at all. But you have the credentials to be so you could be if you wanted.
Yeah.
You could be like, oh, please don't bring alcohol in here. You could have X on your forehead. Yeah. You could be, but you don't.
Yeah, that would be my whole personality. Yeah, could. Yeah.
Instead, you're jerking off every build desks.
Yeah.
And that
what did
what
you jerk
you
off to? And you had sex. And
I
got nothing.
I mean, no, you do have something.
Something on the hub, heart. You know?
Well, do you remember what it was? Was it like IKEA?
Woman stuck
catalogs?
In a table?
No, yeah, I think it probably like some handyman type.
Yeah,
handy. Type
put
shit,
an Allen wrench in there and call me Tuesday.
Dude, what is that feeling when you like, I built a fucking bed frame recently and trust me, I was looking at YouTube and dude, it's so funny. I looked up a tutorial because instructions, they're clear for like the first two. Step three, they just start throwing shit at the wall.
Yep.
But bro, I look it up.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Was it like an IKEA one or was it like a nicer one?
Something on Amazon. It was some Wayfair type
shit. Isn't that odd that I'm so on board with you. IKEA, very specific. When you go rogue
outside.
And you go Wayfair, whatever, sometimes Wayfair is very specific in terms of instructions. And then sometimes you're like, what?
How did we get?
Happen?
It's like steps one, two, and three all make sense, and then four, you're like a chainsaw.
You're like Mandarin. What is this?
You're like looking at other pages.
Yeah.
So, dude, I go on YouTube and find a tutorial. There's tutorials for everything. Oddly enough, this was a cheap bed frame I bought. They had a tutorial on it. It's this lady, but it's a 32-minute video.
Fast forward.
She, dude, I'm listening to it on like 2.5 speed. She didn't make one edit in the video. She just put the camera up and then recorded. It was so funny, man. She helped me build it. But dude, she was like passive aggressive. She was like mad at the bed frame.
Really?
She's like, this company, super bullshit. They don't tell you to do these stuff. She's on the same frustration as me. The comments are agreeing with her. And she's putting shit together. And she's literally, it's the most unprofessional but funny tutorial video I've ever seen. She goes, I'm going to put this here. And if it's not right, then we'll work backwards and we'll do it again. I'm like, edit this part out.
Definitely, but also, if you don't know what you're doing, what is the confidence in making a tutorial video?
In the thumbnail, she had a full bed, and I go, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end result, she's so like, post it because I made it.
But yeah, but once I built that bed, and I'm looking at it, I go, I fucking did that, you know? And,
yeah.
And you were saying this at some point in this podcast, you're like, I want to feel that
sense
feeling
of accomplishment.
Yeah, accomplishment.
Yeah.
I'll build my own thing, I won't get a task grab, I won't have somebody, I'll do it. I built a dumbass bed frame and I'm like, hey, I'm looking at the cat. You don't show respect around here.
I love Pluto. Pluto gave me such an, like, literally, I don't think I've ever been that, like, had that much allergies around a cat. Like, it fucked me up for like a day and a half. But like, again, I've said this 100 times. I know that if I touch Pluto, I'm going to get fucked up. But I love him. I want to fucking.
He's very warm.
He's great. He's just like active.
Motherfucker's trying to run away yesterday. I found him in a bush outside. I was like,
"Oh no, outside,
outside, outside."
Oh no!
I was following my place yesterday, and the back door got left open.
Fuck!
And I see the doors open, and I'm calling from outside.
No.
And I walk outside. Luckily, I was like, "All right, there's only one place he could be." It was just like this, like little corner, but also it was to the streets right there.
Yeah.
And I hear rustling in the bush, and I look at him. I'm like, I felt this was my first like parental feeling. I was like, oh, you want to leave the house?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to leave? Oh, go live on the streets then, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to hang out with the street cats? Guess where they end up? Flat on the street.
Wow. Or sucking dick in an alley. Alley cats.
Santa Claus. That's what he's talking about. Literally.
Weird.
He brought up prostitutes on Santa Monica. We'll get
maybe
there.
16 times. Speaking of parental things, I always yell at Gigi all the time because she always wants to go out on the balcony, right? She wakes up, wants to go right on the balcony. So I open the thing, let her kick it, and without fail, she's in the sun for like 30, 45 seconds, and then she starts fucking barking her head off, and I talk to her like she's my daughter. I go, you just lost your privileges so fast.
Yeah.
You usually make it maybe a minute, 2 minutes, 45 seconds? You want to be outside, but you're losing your privileges. Get inside. Gigi, get inside. And she gets inside, and then she wants to eat. I'm like, it's not time to eat yet. Sit down.
What is she barking at?
She doesn't fucking know.
That's great.
No, I mean, like, the new place I live on is, like, in a neighborhood, but it's, like, one of the balconies is hilarious. One of the balconies is, like, facing the street, so she can, like, look through the railing, so she sees, like, dogs and whatever, so she'll, like, bark a little bit. Like, nothing, like, important. Yeah. She's not, like, letting someone know that someone's getting abducted. Like, she's she's
nobody's
barking at a fucking
well.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
No, she's not doing anything to help anyone. Mm-hmm. Sex. All right, I don't know. I mean, the fact
this
that we're talking
night.
About fucking Gigi right now is insane. When I tell you what happened.
Oh.
Oh, what?
I heard it in my head, but I didn't want to address it because I don't want people to think I was the weird one.
What'd I say? Fucking Gigi?
We're talking about fucking Gigi right now.
All
right,
this is getting weird. How are we getting?
This is my daughter, all right? Stepdaughter, we'll talk about it. I have something else to talk about, too.
Fire away.
Two things.
Please.
Two things happened last night. I'm so excited.
My cat ran away. I built a bed frame. I'm tapped out.
No, that's hot.
What?
That's hot. Building a bed frame.
Go.
You shirtless? Hot. Just
step sex.
I will. Step sex. So, last night, okay? We made, I mean, this girl, we like made dinner together, right?
And Hello Fresh.
What?
Hello Fresh.
Maybe if we have the ad, put it in there. So we made dinner last night. It was nice. Went to the grocery store. We picked recipes, whatever. So we're making dinner. It was, what?
I'm trying to make dinner.
No. I'm saying like if you go and
I
like
always try to picture that you're not an AI robot. And then you say some things and I'm like.
No, but you know what I mean? Sometimes
yeah, it's a cute thing. I've done it.
But when you go to the grocery store, sometimes you just randomly go. But I'm saying you like pick a recipe together and then you go get the food that you need for the recipe.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I'm excited to see how this parlays into sex.
It will. So we're making it whatever, right?
What are you making?
So we made this, like, it's called grilled chicken with kumquat lemongrass dressing, a little, like, spicy
Ooh.
Thing, and then a ginger fried rice.
Oh!
Dude, fuck me square. I mean, dude, like, find the
that
biggest thing
good.
You want and then shove it in there because
My dick.
Good. Deep. So we cook, whatever, and then we get a little, finish the meal. It's, sex time. Right? So fucking around, sex is great, right? And then I get in the missionary position, and this is a new thing that I like that she actually started. She's on top of me, right? I'm on top of her, right? Missionary, right? And I like get super close to her, and then she, you know, little lube on the fingers, spit, goes around, starts touching my ass as I'm fucking. I've never had that in missionary. It's unbelievable because it's like almost like I'm like slow stroking because I can't get a full stroke because I'm like almost laying on her. It's great. So do that. Yeah, the reach round. It's fucking un-goddamn believable, dude. Merry Christmas, Merry Cummas. It is insane. Yeah. So come. It's awesome. And then, dog, 5 seconds after I come, my ass starts burning. Like, burning, like guys. Oh yeah, daddy, you're just don't get ahead of it yet, but you're already here. Like burning
lemongrass in the ass,
sir. Title maybe.
Well, Santa, can you imagine we just keep going for a full episode? Don't even put the Santa thing.
So I'm like, it's like I'm getting tears. I'm like, what is
really? It's the most sensitive spot in your body. That's why people like literally boof shit,
dude. And then
boofed an orgasm.
I just go, you didn't wash your hands, did you? And she goes, I did, but maybe not well enough.
That's a lie.
We were making, in the char grill chicken, there's a bunch of different chilies, chili powder. She's cutting red finger chilies, like hot.
She had her own red finger.
Hot. Funny.
Incognito time to meet my meat. I don't label these goddamn buttons by 2014. What year is it? 2024?
I can't believe
it's getting redundant. Dude, 2020. Shut up.
Goddamn. Michael Blaustein will be yelling about feet in 2024. Tour is going crazy. Guys, Dayton, Ohio, January 25th. The first show is sold out, so go get tickets for the second one. Tickets are moving. January 26th to 27th, I will be in Columbus, Ohio. Low ticket warning. February 9th to 10th, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. Low ticket warning. February 22nd to the 24th, Ontario, California. February 28th, Minneapolis, Minnesota. February 29th, Milwaukee. March 1st to the 2nd, I'll be in Chicago. March 8th, I'll be in New York City. Guys, New York City, where I will be, where I started comedy, March 8th at the Palladium. It's going to be such a fun show. March 9th, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. March 10th, I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina, and many, 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 many more dates on my website. Go get tickets at blaucomedy.com. That is blaucomedy.com.
Goddamn.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. I remember that she literally has fucking
Red Hot Chili Poppers.
Good.
That's the best thing I ever said on the show. Michael, do you know what poppers are? You take them,
you put it in your ass and opens it up.
Good night.
Anyways, I'm almost crying. It hurts so. I went from like just ecstasy into pure pain.
That bad?
Sure. Think about, and they weren't like, we picked hot chilies. Like,
worse
like,
than Steve-O wasabi.
Honestly, yes.
Really?
Dude, because you're talking about the boofing shit. Like, it's a highly sensitive, and I think it was connected. Like, it obviously everything's connected, but like my eyes were, it was bad. It was like so much so that like, and I had to, by the way, I had to like run to a show. So I'm running in. I know. So I'm like freshly came, my asshole's on fire.
All this before a show?
Dude, I
thought this would be at like midnight or something.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
What time is that?
the show was at, I had to be there at 8:40.
You had a finger in your ass at like 5 p.m.?
No, a finger in my ass at like 8:15. Look, I'm almost late for this show. My ass feels like I fucked a Charmander. It is not okay, dude.
No, Charmander fucked you.
Yes, with its tail. Fire. So, yes. Dude, I'm in the show. I'm trying to loofah it. Nothing's, it's not working. Mm-hmm. It's already in there. It's mm-hmm. already done. So then I'm just like, it's still like stinging. It's like getting better, but it's like stinging. I'm like in the car, driving to a show. No cum in my body. Really good food in my stomach.
I can't believe you can do stand-up after cumming.
I mean, the show actually went pretty good. I don't know either. I don't know either. I mean, I was at the club for maybe like 30, 40 minutes before I had to go on. Wow. So I kind of everything like, I wasn't like run on stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But dude, I was dying. I was crying because it hurt and I was dying laughing. I mean, spicy.
I will say, no matter what, the end of that night, you would have been fucked. Because I think had you guys not had sex, later that night, you would have jerked off. And yeah. There's no, men don't wash their hands.
No.
So I think you would have had chilies on your fingers and rub one out and you would have got.
God, have you ever done that?
No, but when I was a kid one time, there was a wreath at like a Pier 1 Imports made out of chili peppers. And I was like touching it and then I was rubbing my eyes in the back of my car. I was crying my head off. My mom's like, oh, $5. I have a vivid memory of it. I was in Oxnard, California.
I mean, what do we do? I mean, maybe plug she it. Could. Maybe she could have.
The Pier 1 Imports? Or just Oxnard.
Oxnard. Don't you have tornadoes there?
No, I done Oxnard 600 times. I can't go back. Yeah, maybe should have poured like milk in my ass. I didn't know what to do. I was in a rush.
But they do say that like that's why people put alcohol in their ass or do drugs in their ass because it's the quickest way to your bloodstream. It's actually faster than drinking something. So you got chili pepper fucking
in my blood.
Yeah, as quick as
that's why I'm gonna put a liquid IV.
Oh yeah, it worked.
That's what a 5-hour energy. It would fit. You can probably put a whole one in there.
Yeah.
Walk around.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You had a fire and ice experience.
I did.
Yeah. At least you got to come. That's still pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Because
even if you went to the hospital, you was like, oh, what's wrong? Oh, I came.
Yeah.
All right. Leave.
Yeah. Wait. Did you finish that? Did you come? Did you come before it started burning?
Right after. I came and then like 5 seconds later.
Oh, wait. Did you do any stimulus on her? Clitoris? Did you?
Yeah, but did I cut? Yeah, I did cut the chilies, but I guess I did wash my hands. Mm. I did wash my hands because I was dealing with chicken too.
Damn.
So I made the sauce first and I did with chicken, so I washed my hands up like pretty like rigorously.
You didn't before. Want to get salmonella on the pussy.
I mean, that is a catastrophe.
Yeah. Wow. And then you said you had something about step.
Yes, dude. Yes. So I got back from the fucking show, and yeah. Lady's still in the place, and you know, then I on the roof on my new roof fucking building I live on has like a
you left her there. You're like, my ass was on fire. Be right back. And you went and did a show and came back.
Yeah, I mean, that was the plan. That was the plan. Oh, okay. I was like, do you want to come? She's like, I'd rather just kick it in. I'm like, oh, fine. Oh, what, dude? You never, dude.
I know. It just sounds.
You're like, I'm good. Yeah.
No, it's good.
I don't want to
see me do my art. I get it. I would actually prefer that because then I can go over my material better.
Correct.
Go over my material. It just sounded funny. I'm good.
Like, nah, I'm good. Fuck your art.
You're like, we're too early on in this relationship. Yeah, you're gonna be like, no.
So. What am I saying? Oh, so I got back, did a little hot tub thing, whatever, had a few drinks, and then it's like, oh, then
you had a motherfucking night.
It was a night. So then we go to bed, and then we're in bed, and I'm 1,000% fucking around. She says something in the world of like, she says the word step somewhere. Like, I walk down the steps, whatever, and I go, step. I'm like, damn, well, you're like, your mom's like gonna be back soon, and I really kind of don't know why you're like in my bed. I mean, you're like my stepdaughter. And with no hesitation, she's like, yeah, like you're my stepdad, but like I just need you to help me out. And here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. Out of sexual land, it sounds funny and sounds stupid. I've never done role play ever because it's so like
it goes against everything you like.
It's just it's contrived. It just feels not real. But for some reason, dude, the way that it just like it wasn't like, okay, we're gonna start. It just like sort of just went there. it was, we didn't continue, but I went from negative 28 because I already came 2 hours ago to like 1000% horny. It was like, it was the hot, like, dude, I didn't know that role play can be hot. It was, have you ever done role play where it like worked?
No.
Have you? No. Me neither. I always thought it was stupid.
Well, I mean, that's why step stuff is so, it's like the easiest thing to do because there's no costume. It's the easiest thing to role play because all you got to do is be like, it's just words.
Yeah, you're like, I have a squirrel.
You can't
fetish,
dress,
like,
well, you can dress up like a stepdad. It's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, you hold a
Carter
Miller Lite.
Carter shorts, Miller Lite.
Yeah, you hold a hammer.
Big gulp. Yep. You always look lost. You do one of these.
Oh,
yeah, I guess I could come in here.
Yeah, you have grass clippings.
Yeah, I was just jerking off, building a table, but yeah, I guess I could fuck you.
Yeah.
Why'd she go stepdad and not stepbro?
Stepbro would have been.
I think he's wearing glasses, more fatherly.
I mean, that's a good question, but I was the one who said your mother's gonna be. So I made myself stepdad.
See, you know what's what I like about this and what I like about this girl so far? She went along with it. Cause that could have bombed so hard.
So hard.
Any chick could have been like, my mom, she lives in Vermont.
Yeah.
I know.
She makes dream catchers. You don't pay attention to me.
Where's the gun?
Do you just want them all to be guns? We can make that happen.
Gun and air horn. That's all I need. Dude, load, gun, air horn. Oh, I don't know when your mom's going to be back. Why would she be here?
But you're right. But you're right. She just jumped right into it. And not like just really in performance land.
Yeah. So did you guys have sex?
We didn't do it in, we had sex right after that, but we didn't do, we like did it.
Drop the act.
We did it for like 20, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then we commented on like actually how hot it was because both of us are like role plays is weird. And then we like had sex, but it was in like a, you know, in a Michael insert lady's name thing. It wasn't like in the stepdad, whatever. But dude, Fuck.
You did.
It was just the first time ever where I was like, wow, this, now I'm understanding why this is hot.
Well, I think she could have also made it not hot. I think is how she, it was almost like you were the key to the puzzle. Like she was like, oh, well, you're here. Like it's on you.
Yeah.
You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
picked the right lines to make it hot.
Yeah. When she was just like, no, I just need you to check something out.
And what was that thing?
I'll give you one guess. Let me tell you something. It wasn't her oil, okay? It was her oil.
So, wait, yeah, what was the script real quick? And then and we should get into the Santa episode pretty soon, but what was the script?
Literally.
You started it?
Yeah. I was like, I said something to the effect of like, yeah, well, I mean, I don't, it's kind of weird that I'm in your bed, like your mom's gonna be back soon. And she's
so you were cheating.
Well, I think you're always cheating. If you're the stepdad.
Wait. Michael, how could you?
Stepdads are always cheating.
Bro, he's a stepdad for a reason.
That's
he didn't make it work the first time.
Or the second time.
Yeah. So
you're getting married like four times is insane. If you do it twice and it doesn't work, it's over. It's over.
Punch card.
Yeah.
So in this logic, you're...
She's my stepdaughter.
Okay.
And I'm the stepdad.
Okay.
And my wife...
Your wife's daughter.
...is coming back soon.
So your wife is her daughter. Your wife is at Big Lots.
Yes.
And
she's getting a bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, what do you... What?
I was like, why are you...
I was looking for an iPhone charger.
Well, we were already in bed, so I had to be like, why? Like, I don't understand.
Why are we already in bed?
I was like, I don't even, why are you in my bed?
Oh, she was in your bed.
Yeah. And then she's like, I just need, like, stepdad, I just need you to, like, check something for me.
Oh, so she's swooping on the mom.
She's swooping on the mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look who stepped up.
Hey!
I mean, what the fuck? The fact that I don't have a Pulitzer Award is crazy.
Explain what a Pulitzer Award is.
I don't know. I heard it in a book.
I heard it in
Stop the show.
Read it in a magazine.
What's I heard a it in a book.
Heard it in a book. Yeah, I've been watching books lately.
Bro, there are too many awards that they give to books. Congrats.
It's only the New York Times bestseller. Ain't nobody in LA selling books. LA Times bestseller.
LA Times does have a bestseller.
Do they?
I don't know. It's just the Bible and then some Joe Rogan article.
What is the Pulitzer Award?
It's an award administrated for achievements in newspaper, magazine, online journalism, literature, and musical composition.
Yep, got it.
You can get a Pulitzer from musical composition.
That's how you saw it? Pulitzer?
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
Mm. Yeah, the Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer?
What's that? What's the other one, the biggest one?
Peace Prize.
Yeah, Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. That's crazy. You can get a Nobel Peace Prize. Is it one or like all... Like, there's a bunch of them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they, I think it's $1 million each.
Do you get hose off that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I'm wearing that.
Oh, you get
You know how guys wear, like, their triathlon medals to the bar after they run it? I'm bringing the Peace Prize everywhere.
Dude, if you get a Nobel... Say it. Say it. Stepdaughter pussy.
You said like you were yelling at AI. Build me stepdaughter pussy.
That's what we're gonna do.
So in one night you had the Ring of Fire, AO, and then you found out that you're a stepdad.
Yeah. What a night.
What did I do last night? Found my cat outside and I did stand up. That was it.
I can't believe we didn't stand up at the same comedy club at the same time and we missed each other.
That happens
Sick
a lot.
Sick of it.
I happens all the time. I see my friends on a lineup. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see them.
I was so
and
happy.
I'm like, where were you?
I was so happy to see you. I was like, oh, hell, I saw your name. I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
gone. Or I don't think you were there.
Well, guys.
Should we do it?
Great catching up with you. Please don't. I'm telling you, this Santa episode is fucking insane. Like, we have to cut some stuff that he was saying. Yeah. Bro was reckless.
He has a subscription to Rumble.
A subscription. He's has equity in that bitch.
He got a Pulitzer from writing for Rumble.
Dude, he's crazy, but in the best way. It's exactly what we wanted when we had the idea. In my head, a guy with a white beard was going to show up. He does this professionally. He's been doing it for 15 years. It's a really fun episode. So check that out. Happy holidays. You know, whatever you celebrate.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. Have some fun time with your family. We love you. And hope you got some good gifts and talk to your stepsister. See what she's doing.
And thanks again for getting the merch, guys.
See how she's always getting stuck in that litter robot.
God damn.
God damn. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
We're live. We're Whoa. Here with Santa Claus straight from the North Pole.
This is crazy.
How is everyone? Merry Christmas. Oh, my little ones.
How was traffic getting here?
There is no traffic when you're riding around in the sleigh.
Do you have to avoid like planes and stuff?
Oh, they know I'm around.
When growing up, we had the Santa tracker. We'd always look at it online. Do you think that was accurate, or do you think that was just like they're trying to like take away?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
NORAD is always tracking Santa everywhere he goes. So,
yeah,
100%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what is NORAD? Is it like a satellite?
NORAD has to do with the United
Maps?
States Air Force and the Space Agency.
You guys got a partnership with the Air Force?
The government?
So you served?
Santa served. You 3 years in the military.
Hold on, North Pole has a military?
No.
Wait, what happened? You'd have bayonets with the candy canes?
This is before Santa Crushing. Became Santa, but Santa lives in the North Pole, of course.
So, hold on, so Santa was a, so were you like a real boy and then wished on a star and then became Santa?
I've taken over for many Santas.
Oh, I thought Santas were like infinity.
I thought it was one guy.
Santas have been around for many, many
So it's like a Willy Wonka thing with
That's
Timothy
why
Chalamet.
When the, boys and girls, Crushing when you see, when you go to the mall and you see all these different Santas, this is why you see different Santas, Santa's helpers. But I am
You're the Santa.
Right now I am. Yes,
right
sir.
Now? What do you mean?
Right now?
Do you fight other Santas to be a – how do you become the Santa?
Obviously, you didn't see Elf.
No.
The movie Elf.
I saw the spaghetti part.
Speaking of which, I just want to say,
well,
you are more of an authentic-looking elf.
Whoa.
Thank you.
No offense. Sure.
Why are you throwing shade?
Well, yellow is not really a Christmas color, you know.
Says you.
Well, I'm just saying it's...
Are you
it's
beefing?
Just saying it's a little bit of an Irish leprechaun look.
You
but,
look like
you
a
know.
Water boy for the Packers.
Well, yeah. Santa,
wait, put the hat on. That's wrong.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Santa likes the cheese heads. It's all good.
Santa likes heads.
What, yeah, all right. Anyways, it's kind of a nitty-gritty, dude. How's sex life for Mrs. Claus? I'm sick of it.
Well, let me just say this, that Mrs. Claus, I don't know if she subscribes to this podcast. I just want to be careful.
Can we subscribe to her? OF.
Oh, dude, her OF would go off.
Things with Mrs. Claus are pretty good.
And what is she doing when you're gone for that day in December?
Has she ever cheated on you with a reindeer? Be honest with me.
Listen, young man.
Young elf.
You've been on the naughty list many, many years. We all know that. Oh, so let's just try to get
me?
Back. Yes, how let's try can, to get back on the good
is
list.
Is getting on the naughty list like being shadow banned on TikTok?
Good question.
Well,
how do you get off the naughty list?
How do you? Well, you always can get off the naughty list.
I can always get
you
off.
Just be kind, be good, do good in school, listen to your mommy and daddy, always tell the truth, brush your teeth.
What if it's a stepdaddy?
Treat others as you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. That's how Santa, you know, gets his list, his good list, and that's how you don't get coal.
How do you always, are you always everywhere? Like, how do you know who's bad and who's good?
Santa's got
ring
his,
camera.
Santa has his elves everywhere.
That's us.
Yeah, I know.
We're working overtime.
Well, this is.
We should do a podcast.
What's the purpose of coal?
Coal is something that's the opposite of a present. It's that you don't want to get coal. You're on the naughty list. That's why people get coal when they're on the naughty list, because coal represents dark and bad.
So how do you feel about like kind of America moving towards EV and getting away from coal?
I hear you. Yeah, I don't know. What's the weirdest thing anybody has ever sat on your lap and requested? And what do you do when a kid is just saying something obsolete that's not going to work?
Has a kid ever said, never mind. Never mind.
Well, let me just say that there's the kids that have a lot of requests. I want this, I want that, want this, I want
they need
that.
To be hit more.
You know, it's the getting is in the giving. All right, kids,
like
the
that.
Getting is
it's
in the giving.
Good.
It's that's how you get on the good list. And Santa's always loving the kids that always ask requests for someone else.
Where do you go on vacation? An island?
Oh yeah, Belize.
So what? So when they start rattling off, do you ever cut them off and go, "Eh, we're done"?
Oh,
you ran out of characters like Twitter.
Oh yeah, but sometimes there's these girls. Santa's done these. Sometimes get special requests for different events where it's just no kids at the party,
or shall we say, adult
kids,
swingers,
kids that are in their 20s.
Yeah,
you know?
Great.
Yeah, they're great.
And the girls sometimes they drink a little too much.
And then boobs come out.
Well, they just, I don't know, they make weird requests to Santa.
Oh,
wait.
What are those requests?
Like, what type of requests are these?
Well, the number one request is Santa, spank me, Santa, spank me. And I
say
don't
that
understand.
Slower. Say that slower.
Spank me, Santa, spank me.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, why do they want to be spanked? Because you only get spanked when you're naughty. So are they admitting to being naughty? Santa's so confused. He comes from a very different generation. But I will say this. This one girl I remember at a party years ago, she kept coming back four times. She came four times back, and she was drinking, and every time she would be a little bit more drunk. And the fifth time I had to tell her, I had to say, listen, honey, if you come back again, Santa's pole is going to go north. So, you know,
hey!
So how do you think Mrs. Claus feels about this?
Oh, she didn't know. This is a private event.
Oh!
Santa be, okay.
Okay. Okay,
this is great.
And the
guest list only. Non-disclosure
so
agreement.
The pole,
NDA. Santa got NDAs.
The pole went north, and did snow come out of the pole?
Unfortunately, she didn't come back. I was hoping.
You got left on Rudolph the Red nose brand.
You know, Santa's at an age where, you know, there's an age cutoff.
Blue Chew, put it in
still
right
works.
Now.
Still works.
See, there's, you ever heard of the term dirty old man?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I have a dad.
That's right.
Sorry.
So dirty old men can get away with being a dirty old man, or at least I used to be, at a certain age. And what we all wanted to know what age is that.
65.
Whatever Biden is.
AARP. You
don't know.
So where did you meet Mrs. Claus?
It was an arranged marriage.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Who arranged it?
Well, Santa's
G-O-D?
From... G-O-D? No. Santa comes from the old country.
What is that?
Amish?
Mean? Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Is he Jewish?
Santa's Hasidic.
Oh.
Are you...
Shalom Aleichem.
Cut all the cameras. Are you a Jewish man behind the Santa costume?
Of course.
I am aggressively confused. Is Santa for real Jewish?
You know the name, the real name. Simcha Claus.
This is real life right now.
Simcha Claus.
Can we fact check?
Yep, fact checked. Santa is a Jew. Yep.
No, that can't be because so many Jewish people are lactose intolerant. He'd be drinking milk like crazy.
That's a hot, yeah.
No. No milk.
You don't do milk? Oat?
Lactose intolerant.
So are all the reindeer, have you ever had to fire a reindeer?
Mm.
Or like in the race, the horse races, if they don't get first place, to go back and...
Jesus, I don't think that's real.
Let's just say that the reindeer are very grateful that Santa doesn't drink anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what was Santa's favorite alcohol?
Probably Jameson.
Yeah, that's good.
Scotch. Oh, wow. Okay. Irish.
But alcohol...
I think a little bit of Fireball.
Alcohol didn't take Santa down.
So let me ask you this really quick.
Prostitutes?
Mm.
Wow. Huh?
Well, that's good. Let's just say Santa is very grateful to be sober and not picking up crack whores on Santa Monica Boulevard.
They are out there.
This really took a turn.
Well, but also I think, do you notice a big difference delivering presents in Los Angeles versus like Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Oh, of course.
More guns probably.
People's wish lists, they just want Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the weirdest thing somebody's ever wished for?
Yeah, some selfish gold digging wanted a Maserati.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a gold digging car.
Stay away from those kinds of girls. You don't need them.
I do too, but they have really good Volvos. It's a car.
Volvos?
Yeah, Volvos, S70. So what's
Well, that's kind of humble. If they ask for a Volvo as opposed to Maserati, that's a humble girl.
Stick with the Volvo.
Yeah, what's a good girl's wish list, top three, that you would see on her wish list?
Find me a wonderful man.
Okay.
You know,
wait,
a
you
nice
can wish
boy-
for stuff like this?
Find me a nice boyfriend.
Thought it'd be like an iPod.
Because the other, I remember this one, she said, yeah, find me a nice boyfriend. The other five that I had over the last 5 weeks have been dumpsters, you know, and stuff. So I said to her, I said, you go through a boyfriend every week?
Yeah.
She's like, yep, every time I go to the nightclub.
Wow.
Sounds like she's a naughty girl. And then the naughty boys too, you know? There's naughty boys out there. Trying to ask for selfish, self-centered things, you know?
Like an auto blow or something?
A what?
It's like a leaf blower.
Oh, they want their crypto to go up.
Yes!
Oh, that's funny. That's a very LA thing.
That
yeah.
is very funny for the LA things to happen.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So what do you do on the 26th? Smoking a cigar? You going to Miami? You hanging out with Bezos? Day after, you tired? Get a massage?
Santa is not done.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Hold on.
There's other other countries that celebrate Christmas.
Oh, well, Australia, they're ahead in the future.
Yeah, other countries celebrate Christmas up until, I think, January 6th.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
That's a different type of storm we're talking about.
Fact check?
I mean, no, we can fact check it, but I think a lot of stuff will come up before that.
We go from snowstorms to the white storming, all right?
Yep.
Oh, I get it. Oh, no.
This is not...
No, I didn't mean J6. I meant January 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. Okay. Don't read.
So you're working January 6th. That's actually great because if you're looting, they're going, he's getting presents.
Right. But where were you January 6th, though?
I was not.
In D.C.?
In Washington, D.C.
Okay. Do you have an alibi?
Of course.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Ask my friend with the horns and
that's a buffalo.
Yeah.
Crapola. Okay.
Remember that guy?
I do. That was my cousin. what's Mrs. Claus's favorite position?
Her favorite position is probably...
Slowing down.
No.
Good. I had so many. I was waiting for him to talk.
Missionary.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there we go.
Do you ever do you know this as Santa? Do you know there's a lot of porn that is around Santa porn? How do you feel about that? Because I know you got, I know Hold like up. Authentic Santas are not involved in that. I'm just saying you are sexualized in some, to some degree. How do you feel about that?
Santa did actually had a lonely older woman in Malibu.
Okay.
A lot of them out there.
So many. That's all, that's the entire demo.
Very yeah. wealthy woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanted Santa to come out and do a photo shoot.
Hold up.
That's kind of hot.
With her top off.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
With her nose so was bright out.
Santa walked in there. It's like, oh, where's the party? Where's everybody else? Oh, it's just me. And it was just a photo shoot, a selfie wow. photo shoot
yeah.
with her.
So you and Mrs.
Then
Claus's
she, and then after the photo shoot, she wanted a candy cane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa, is Hold yours up. That thin?
You're going to get a lot of coal, young man.
Yeah, this guy's crazy.
I don't want coal.
Well, here we've got some more data on the Santa fetish thing, and I think it's really interesting. And cool. I want to know if these numbers sound right to you. So this they surveyed American women and found that 20% of women have a fantasy involving Santa, and that Pornhub searches for Santa go up 447% during the holidays.
Good, wow. You're like Mariah Carey of Pornhub.
This you're is, like Michael Bublé.
This is exactly my point. You validated my point. So when Santa does these parties that start at 10 p.m., if you will, okay. And these young girls in their 20s that start drinking and then come to the photo booth,
yeah,
you know, spank me, Santa, this and that. Yeah, they got they got some.
What do you think it is?
Yeah, they got some sick fucking Santa fetish or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, also, I mean, compliments yourself. Do you think it's like the dad figure, maybe the beard, the white hair? Do you think anything that has to do with it?
Possibly, yeah. I think they're into older guys probably.
Yeah. Because I see a lot of guys that look like you at like a Hooters, but they don't do well.
No, they don't do well. They're divorced 3 times and they get on a Harley that they barely can fit on anymore. But you, you have your life together.
Crushing
you're freaking Santa Claus.
Goddamn.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
What do you prefer to be called? Because I know there's a lot of different ways to...
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, okay.
I see.
Yeah, back in the old country, Brooklyn.
What's your favorite gig you've done? Because you do malls, you do houses, personal events.
No malls.
Wow.
Is that entry level? Is that like the internship
that's
of Santa's?
Like, that's like the open mic?
The good malls would be the Caruso malls.
I don't know that.
Caruso is the guy that ran for mayor.
Rick Caruso.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, he has a lot. Like Westlake. Yeah, he's got all the bangers.
Those are the big ones. Those are the big ones.
That's the A circuit.
That's where you get the nice car. Yeah, the Maserati.
So those helper Santas,
yeah.
they're clocking in some good coin, 75 to 100K.
A year? Just for that month?
For December, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Holy.
Hold on. Am I going to switch careers? You're talking about 1 month of 75K? Kids sitting on your lap and you get a 75K?
Jack does that for free.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're not going to make anything showing up with yellow pants, all right?
Hey. Why are you getting on my pants so heavy?
It's not a Christmas color, young man. You've got the...
Well, talk to Amazon.
You might have ordered a Robin Hood costume. I think we just figured that out.
You were just loving my costume 22 minutes ago.
Listen, and see...
All right, I'll switch up. I'm trying to make 75K a month.
What? Listen, young man, don't worry. Sir. That suit will come back in style on March 17th on St. Patty's Day.
I need you to Google what are the official colors of Christmas.
There we go.
No, this looks like the Elf cover. This is what Buddy the Elf wore. Oh, Buddy Elf, thoughts
that
on
is
him.
True.
Yeah,
that
he
is
did
true.
Wear that.
Yeah, you talked about the Elf.
Give
it to me.
Pull it up. Exact. Can you pull it up? So, well, also after January 6th, your alleged day that you are not in D.C.
You're new.
What are you doing in like March? Oh yeah, that's the elf costume. That's it's literally the elf.
It's scroll the, up, it's scroll the up. Same thing.
Do you have beef with anybody? Is there anybody you don't like?
The Easter Bunny, you want to fight him or something?
Fuck that guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
Thinks he's better than Santa.
Yeah, and he puts his eggs in random places.
Yeah, and he
gets my cat. Don't hide shit on a rug.
Also, where do you find these eggs?
And he gets
Catterbury.
He gets to go to the White House. Santa doesn't.
You don't go to the White House?
No, nope. Santa has to go to the
White
House.
Our president isn't real. Whoa, conspiracy theory confirmed. You can't go to the White House?
Why can't you go to the White House? Because January 6th?
Don't know. Don't know.
Hold on. For real, Santa's not allowed to the White House?
Just for the record, I was not in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Now you for sure were.
Yeah. Sounds like you might have been.
So Santa, we wanted to, you know, we're honored to have you here, and I feel like it's an opportunity for us to figure out if Trevor and Michael here are going to be on the naughty or nice list.
Yeah.
So we want to kind of run some stuff by you and see if these disqualify them from getting gifts this year.
Okay.
So the first thing you need to know is that Michael there in the yellow pants is thinks his mom is hot. Would that disqualify him from getting gifts?
Of course.
Oh.
Whoa. What? Just because I'm sexually attracted to my mom, I'm not going to get the train I requested? You shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk.
I was nowhere near Washington, D.C. on January 6th, young man.
Hot mom, you're out?
Yeah.
So Alabama, no gifts.
Yeah. My mom is pretty.
Incest.
This is acceptable.
That's what we've been telling him. My mom is a gorgeous woman.
My mom will fly. Is pretty.
But
if I look back at a college yearbook, she's hot. Like, it's a very...
Well, that's the part you don't need to say. Those are your intrusive thoughts.
We can say that.
We can say that?
Yeah, we can say that.
We can say your mom's hot.
Oh, you guys can say that.
Yeah. And then you're supposed to say, you can't talk. You shouldn't...
No, you can. I find that that's a compliment.
You should dab aside, but hey, I agree.
Hell yeah. I've been sucking them tits for a long time. Milk. You don't like it.
Lactose intolerant. Full circle.
Look, we're doing jokes.
So, no gifts for you.
No gifts for me. If I just follow my little...
For now. For now.
Okay.
You can do repentance.
Help an old woman across the street, maybe feed a stray dog.
And yeah, help her across the street without patting her on the ass. You know?
Well, if she's got a or big thumper, what am I supposed to
or
do?
Or asking her for her digits like you did last time.
Hey!
Oh, you watching me the whole time?
Yeah, so if you're always watching us.
You know what I watched last night? You're like that young lady.
Hentai.
You're like the young girls that come up to Santa, right?
You love these young girls that come up to
these
Santa.
These young girls, I will not... I take the fifth.
Selling Bill Clinton. I was not in D.C.
Yeah, and this is not a saxophone.
I mean, obviously, Santa now we did tshuva. He repented.
Yeah.
His ways. He is sober. Santa is sober.
Oh, when he was drinking,
he doesn't pick up crack whores on Santa Monica Boulevard. And if you all want to know the origins, I can't believe you haven't asked. But when Santa says ho ho ho,
oh shit,
where do you think the origin and that comes from?
From hope?
No.
Oh,
from whores.
So ho ho ho, you picked up three.
Santa is being honest. He's being honest, and he's repenting his ways. And young man, you should be inspired to do the same, and you should not be going after old women anymore.
Okay.
So I should repent.
It's a mommy thing.
Mommy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, talking about milk.
That's what I said in the beginning.
He's typical. He comes out of the womb, and he spends his whole life fucking trying to get back in there.
Yeah.
It's literally in the
boomerang.
Bit.
Yep. We want to know about Trevor here, if he's going to get gifts or not. He has a tendency, if he's having intimate relations, say, with another elf, that when it's time to finish, he will finish in his own hand.
Well, that's very polite.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't want to make a mess.
Yes, I want to make a snow.
He's on the good list.
Okay.
Yeah. See? All of this is for respect. I'm a good person.
Let's give this one more test on if Trevor's on the naughty or nice list. Trevor here also, he wipes back to front.
Yeah, but I don't like, everybody thinks you just smear it up to your chest. You just pull sack up, you know something about a sack. Hey, right there. Go sack up, and then you just get there, and then you clean, and I use a moist towelette.
Well.
It's more convenient. What am I going to spread my ass to the, what am I, one of these girls sitting on your lap of age, 20 years old?
And above?
So, from what I understand, the women are the ones that come from this side. Mm-hmm. The men always go from the backside.
Yep. Most of the time.
Now, it's been a long time because Santa hasn't bought a roll of toilet paper in many years.
What do you use? Your gloves?
Oh.
Your beard?
No. Okay. Santa's got that that water.
Oh. See, you're making good money. I think your house is up there with like Bilzerian's. I think it's a nice house. Yeah.
Let me tell you, that water up up your little butthole.
Here we go.
That's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. Like Icelandic. Nice. The North Pole water?
Nice, warm water.
Well, what's a house looking like in the North Pole?
Let me tell you, it's a little bit of a turn on, just saying.
Why do you think I do it?
So how much as Santa Claus, like, you know, Santa, how do you get paid, or are you just magic so you don't really need money?
Santa Claus is well taken care of.
Direct deposit, Venmo,
does God
Zelle.
Pay you? Who pays you? God? Jesus? The Easter Bunny?
Santa has, it's basically been carried from generation to generation, from Santa to Santa to Santa, the estate.
Oh, so
you know what it is? It's all about good tax preparation. That's what it's all about.
Well, if you guys have been around forever, you were invested in Microsoft like early on. Like, you guys are probably doing great.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. So the first Santa was like, yeah, okay. This makes sense. Just pass down like generational wealth. Okay.
How generational fast can the sleigh
like
go?
The Kennedys and the Rockefellers.
Yep.
Whoa.
January 6th.
Do you know how they keep their money? The estate and everything?
They kill people.
No. Oh. Well, no. It's insurance.
Insurance money, or they invest in insurance?
It's about setting up with lifetime insurance. It's where they basically take all their investments and they get this type of insurance, right? It's a whole life insurance, and then it just gets that's how you keep your generational wealth, because the idea is to give less to the government, right? And how do you do that?
Yes.
So anyways, what have we learned
Santa's
here?
You got to worry about the government too.
Number one thing is a good accountant. That's what you need.
100%.
Good accountant.
Yeah, so you said all of this, so it feels very personalized here. You said you got into this 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. How did you get into this?
Yeah.
How did I get into doing Santa?
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Okay.
The wink, wink.
How did you be like, you know what, I'm really going to turn it up. I'm going to be the Santa this time.
True story.
Yeah, please.
15 years ago was a very, it was a dark time. 150 grand in debt. Dad died of cancer.
Oh, no.
Very depressed.
Oh.
Cats died.
No.
And two people called within 2 or 3 days and said, hey, we need a Santa Claus for our event.
Yeah.
I said to both of them, I said, you know I'm Jewish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, so? And I'm like, well, Jesus was a Jew. Most famous Jew in all
Jew
of history,
all.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
it was an opportunity. Ever since then, 15 years, you know, Santa's done the Hood to Homeby Hills. The Barrio to Beverly Hills, you know, Eva Longoria's a wonderful, she was wonderful, her mom, sisters, woman. The Kardashians.
How was that?
You know, it was interesting.
Does the BBL feel different sitting on your lap?
Yeah, BBL?
We don't have to worry.
Okay.
Fat butt.
Oh,
butt. Butt implants, Brazilian butt lift.
Santa never knew anything about that. And then when he saw her in person, I was like, wow, that's a big butt. So I was like, oh, I don't know. I guess she doesn't have a private trainer. And then my friend said, no, it's intentional. And I'm like, why would you want to go? Most women are trying to go the opposite direction. But I guess whatever floats your boat.
I'm all for it.
Whatever floats your boat. So it does float. So I will say this, got there early. And was roving around the property. This was a rental house because their place in Hidden Hills was being redone. And
what's the address for the Hidden Hills?
It's probably, I think it's online.
It's my friend's name. Actually, my friend's neighbor. He lives right next door. Wonderful house. His house is. I've never been to theirs. But this was a rental. It was in Calabasas on the other side of the freeway. Anyway, so I get there early, and they're setting up for this party. It was a nice party and stuff, and then all workers walking around, and then Kanye West walking around.
Wearing the same outfit as you.
But no.
Yeah.
So I will say this. People ask, what was it like? You know, I said he was just a regular guy.
Just to himself?
He was just a regular guy, and I think because he comes from really nothing, that he really – like he liked talking to regular people.
Yeah.
And connecting to regular people, yeah. the it's workers awesome. And stuff. Because the Kardashians, they grew up in a very wealthy kind of a, you know, in the hills. Kind of, you know, the father was a famous, was O.J.'s lawyer.
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
And so they grew up with privilege and all that. So it's a little bit of a different high society kind of thing. But yes, I don't know. Kanye, I guess maybe he was on meds then and he was off the meds now or something. I don't know. You know, he's on the naughty list.
It's not like he sat on the naughty list. Wish for something, right?
No. It's mainly with the kids and stuff like that. So that was an interesting gig. I, you know, told you about the parties where there's no kids and the girls. They kind of do that. Let's see here. I will say this. The most moving was this little girl that said, I wanted my dad to be free of cancer. That really hit
home. Oh, wow.
Yeah, oof. that was a heavy moment. Yeah.
How do you follow that? Kid
it's,
nice. Like,
yeah,
very, I want to attack that.
How do you say Santa will get you that, you know?
What are you doing, Santa?
Well, because Santa doesn't make promises, and it says it's a wish
that's
list.
That's kind of smart. He's got. Hey,
well, little, I mean, like, isn't that life?
Little workaround.
You can't. Yeah. You know, I think
you can do your best, but you.
I think Mick Jagger, who shares the same birthday as me,
July 25th.
But as Mick Jagger says, you know, he says you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
Ooh. So real quick before we wrap up, what do you say to somebody who just gives you? So you don't make promises. What do you?
Well, I tell the kids. I say, you know, write. Make sure you write it on the list. Give it to your mommy and daddy.
Yeah,
hell yeah, mommy.
Mommy and daddy, and then have them send it to the North Pole. And then I always say, remember, you know, I came up with this thing called the morals clause. Pun intended.
Yep.
Right. Morals clause. Do good in school. Listen, your mommy and daddy. Tell the truth. Always. Eat well, treat others you want to be treated, the golden rule, brush your teeth, and you'll be on the good list. Ho, ho, ho. But anyways, I think it's, you know, again, it's all about being grateful. You know, take what we can. We got to take what we need to take seriously, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take care of ourselves, be kind, treat others you want to be treated, but don't take ourselves too seriously. I think at the end of the day, we need to have fun. We need to lighten it up.
Yeah.
You know, have this old mentor of mine, Milton, used to say, if we can't learn to laugh at ourselves, we're missing the biggest joke of our life.
I love it.
Yeah. We got to lighten the fuck up.
That's beautiful.
And really Santa embodies that, you know, and really doing this thing. Mm-hmm. And especially as a guy of the Hebrew persuasion, you know, I'm a high school dropout, a Hebrew school dropout, you know, just, you know, ex-military, you know, 3 years in the military. I'm a valley boy here from Chandler, Laurel Canyon. So, you know, I've learned a lot in my 58 years. But at the end of the day, it really is, you know, the getting is in the giving. Selfishness, self-centeredness. Listen, we all want to have fun. We all want to have a good time. But at the end of the day, we do got to think about others. And we have to think of how is it going to impact what I'm saying to someone else.
So how do you feel about the myth that Christmas was invented because people ate mushrooms?
Was that a myth? What Joe Rogan episode was that?
It literally was a Joe Rogan episode.
What's wrong with the mushrooms?
No, nothing. I freaking love mushrooms.
I'm on some psilocybin right now, motherfucker.
Yeah, are you?
Well, that'll be the beginning of the episode.
Psilocybin?
Are you really? Are you microdosing?
Dude, I've been tripping since I walked into this place.
Really?
How else do you think I'm going to get into this outfit?
That is true.
You think I'm actually going to get into this outfit straight?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where am I? Who are you people?
You are currently in a state of calmness.
Yeah.
We are two elves. Balanced. We're employees. Now I feel like I'm hallucinating.
I am hallucinating.
I feel a little off.
First of all, can we get a fucking raise, dude?
Okay.
You hear the motorcycle outside?
Yeah.
Those are the reindeer.
Yep.
Brum, brum. How fast can those things go?
Those little feet.
Can those things.
I love feet.
Like, don't forget carrot for the reindeer. Carrots for the reindeer.
They get carrots.
That's milk and it. Cookies and cookies? Carrots for the reindeer. Yeah, they got to eat some veggies.
We let our audience know that Santa was coming in today, and we just had a couple of quick questions. So this first one comes from Alberto, and he just wants to know, is Santa a titties or an ass guy?
I think probably an ass guy, if you think about it.
Shout out Kardashians.
Yeah. I mean, there's been more ass on this lap than probably anyone in the history.
Well,
hey, how do I get that job?
No.
Of women that are older.
Yeah.
What do you mean no?
Listen, the majority of people.
Well, older.
Older time.
Demographics.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. We have, this comes from 50, who wants to know, if you could have any celebrity dress up as Mrs. Claus, who would it be?
Great.
Sofia Vergara.
Hey, good answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a silent night.
Single.
Hey.
Who's she is, you're right.
Cool. All right. We just have one more thing. This is someone wrote in anonymously. They didn't want to put their name on this, cool. But they said that I have a Santa fetish. And they said that I think that it's because Santa is like a daddy dom, and he wants to punish me when I've been bad. And I think that that's really hot. So basically what I'm saying is I'm trying to get that old Saint dick.
Careful what you wish for. Is that a female?
Yes.
Oh, just curious, how old?
25.
Yeah. Let's just say, you know, Santa does make house calls. Uh-huh. Santa makes visits on special occasions. And Santa is here to be of service or service any of your fans and listeners.
Service that cervix.
Let's go.
What?
Good.
Yeah.
Best question of the night, by the way.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to convert on Monday.
Baruch Hashem.
Gang shit.
All right. That's it. Santa. Mr. Claus. Thank you so much.
And if people
want to
book you, where can they find you on? Besides the North Pole?
Santa Monica, Santa Claus. Santa's rated G for the little tots, PG for the obnoxious 9 and 10 year olds.
Okay.
PG-13s for the fucking teenagers, those little squirts. And then, PG-13/R for the adults and, parties and whatnot. And,
Santa Monica Santa.
Love doing it. Santa Monica Santa. You can Google it or...
put out a smoke signal.
Yeah, throw out a phone number, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Love it.
Please, nobody send
appreciate
him
the love.
Like dick pics. Don't send him
you're
anything.
You're going to get a bunch of weird
You will
shit.
Get on the naughty list.
I'll forward them all to you guys.
Please dude, actually I'm do it if you get some in. Weird shit.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Santa, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You got a busy week ahead of you, so we won't hold you back anymore.
3 gigs after this.
3 houses?
A 4-hour party for a regular client's company.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Palos Verdes. Yeah.
Well, Santa, have fun, man.
Flex.
And we really, really appreciate
Santa,
coming through,
you
man.
Santa, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Beautiful.
You know why Rudolph's nose is so red?
Why?
He takes it from behind.
But like,
and I think that's...
That's the episode.
Ho, 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 ho.
There he goes.
Merry Christmas. Hey.